I'm Kenneth Weidstam, a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So today I'm going to talk about old 35mm rangefinder cameras. There were so many of these made. I just recently went to a flea market and picked up an Agfa Kalart 35, as well as one made by Braun. Both of them were made in West Germany in the 40s, and they're great cameras. The Agfa has a Rodenstock 50mm f2.0 lens on it, and the other has a 50 f2.8. And you know what they're perfect for? If you put a raw black and white or color 400 speed film into each of those cameras, you set it at the 12 foot mark, which is usually marked in a little red diamond because they're trying to say, we figured out how to make this camera into a point and shoot and guarantee everything will come out good. If you focus it at that 12 feet mark and you shoot at 250 at f11, it's a point and shoot. There's no need to focus. There's no need to check exposure and no need to check and see if the meter's working, which it probably is not. Doesn't matter. You have made an incredibly good quality German-made camera that fits in your pocket because it's a folder, and you've made it possible to use it as a point-and-shoot camera. And sure, it's only for outdoor use to get those kinds of depth of field that guarantees all the elements will be in focus, but even inside, because it's a leaf shutter, you could shoot at a 15th of a second at f2 if you're shooting something that's very still. Inside, you can get away with that. But outside, it's a point-and-shoot camera. Anything from 6 feet to infinity will be in focus. And I think a lot of people will find cameras like that, and they'll see that the focus ring is kind of tough and hard to move. You only have to move it once to the 12-foot mark. And if you can get it to work and the shutters and the apertures are working, 250 f11 at 400 speed film will get you an awful lot of good pictures. All right, that's today's photography talk, talking rangefinders. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.